I've noticed that people who are very good with money and have a lot of money on the side and are, you know, comfortably well off, they do things like this. And then I have the other side, which is me, and I never touch coupons. I never monkey with them. I never look at them. I never cut them out. I don't do anything. I just feel like, oh my God, I can't be bothered. And here I am, you know, not exactly having a lot to show for it. So I think the thrifty rich, you know, the thrifty people who've, you know, got something behind them, apparently, you know, that's how they came to come by their, you know, a little bit of money. So anyways, I respect it, and I think it's totally legit.
So basically, Toppy is the anti-big fatty.
I admire people that do it, but I've just never been able to, I just can't do it. I just don't have the patience. The last thing in the world I want to do is get up on the morning I'm going shopping and cut out fucking coupons.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I just can't do it. I just don't have the patience.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Episode 1755 of the BFO for Thursday the 16th of October 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about some upcoming plans, and can you hear that? Can you hear that, Toppy, huh? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, coupons. Big Fatty, you're talking to everybody but Toppy, I guess. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you got it. You got it, Big Fatty. You are coupons today because y'all were going to talk about the coupon.
Yes, Big Fatty. We always talk about the coupon on Thursday.
It's true. And y'all, evidently Toppy despises the coupon, but that's okay because, you know, he respects the coupon.
Big Fatty respect the coupon.
And so that's really all that matters, is that you respect the coupon. You know, the Hat M doesn't have a whole lot of good things to say about the coupon either, but he sure does use a hell of a lot of coupons.
Big Fatty.
Y'all, evidently Hat M got a new mattress, and y'all, he's having trouble sleeping on it. I suggested that that perhaps he have some wine. And he says, the El Dentisto doesn't want me to drink a lot of wine, and I'm guessing it's because of staining or something on the TVs. And so I suggested a gin, because you know it's clear.
Yes, Big Fatty, that, and it's potent,
potable, and. So, anyway, y'all, a new mattress, it goes without saying that if you buy a new mattress, you better bottle a bottle of gin, too.
Big Fatty!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 16th of October, y'all, let me just say this, the 16th of January, y'all, there's a lot of fucking that's going on, because y'all, today, the 16th, y'all, there's not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he is up there in the Connecticut, but a little bird told me he's going to be moving soon. Y'all, it's that extra special Chris. You know, he used to do the little show called Extra Special, and he didn't do that anymore.
Big Fatty, isn't he somewhat special Chris now?
Yes, he is somewhat special Chris now. But anyway, and y'all, in addition to Extra Special Chris, or somewhat special Chris, y'all, he is up there. He's the cheesehead of Pride 48.
Big Fatty, be nice.
Okay, he's the pothead of
Big Fatty.
He's the cheesehead of Pride 48. Y'all, he is up there in the Wisconsin. Y'all, it is none other than that Aussie Martinez.
Big Fatty, that
That's lovely. And y'all, our third celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all used to be over there in the Uck, not over there anymore. And y'all, that's because he has emigrated. He has emigrated, Big Freddy. That's lovely. And y'all, he is over here. He is up there near Aussie Martinez. He's up there in the Michigan, y'all, up there very close to that Tara who gets her panties in a wad. I don't understand. There's something about Tara and panties. Big Freddy, thank goodness it's Tara and not Naught and panties. Big Freddy Volga. But y'all, it is that Naught. You know, he used to be my... straight boyfriend in the Uck. Now he is my second domestic straight boyfriend. That's Naught and Aussie Martinez and extra special Chris. Well, Big Fatty, I know Tara will take good care of Naught, and I'm sure extra special Chris, with a name like that, he will be well taken care of. And Big Fatty, I am quite certain that Aussie Martinez isn't going to have cake. No. Oh, well, why wouldn't he have cake? Well, Big Fatty, knowing Aussie Martinez, he's probably going to have some special brownies. Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. And Toppy, we'll talk to you later, because we know you despise the coupon. But y'all, of course, on Hump Day, Big Freddy goes to the Vons East. And y'all, I got to say, I walked through most of the store, and I didn't pick up a single thing and put it in my basket. Nothing just appealed to me. And y'all, I'm telling you something. Every time I walk in the grocery store, it everything costs more. Every time I go in there. So, y'all, I just picked up a couple of things. I didn't spend very much at all. Y'all, I got a couple of bags of the... The Garden Solid, got that. Y'all, they had the Sun Chips. Do you like the Sun Chips? They had those on sale, 2 for $5. So I got them, and I'll tell you why I got them in just a minute. But y'all, there was a coupon on the package that if you bought 2 bags, you got $1 off. So it was basically 2 for $4. Y'all, I went by the deli, and y'all, I got to say, the fried chicken looked better today than it's looked in a long time. And they had lots of it. So I got me my two fried chicken bazooms. Now, I only ate one of them for my lunch today. But that's okay. I've got the other one that I'll snack on this week. Y'all, I finally got my lemons that I needed to make my lemon chicken soup. And so I got those. Y'all, I had bought the grapefruit and orange sections. They call it the citrus solid. It was so good last week that I got another container of that this week. Y'all, it's not cheap, but it sure is good. And y'all, I picked me up a couple of bananas as well. And y'all, I evidently looked like death today, because I got the old person a discount today, and I spent $24.98, but y'all, I only saved $4.88. Big Fatty, I think Toppy may be right. It may not be worth the coupon. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, as I oft times do, I went by the P.O. box. And y'all, I gotta tell you this. I pulled this out of the box, and y'all, I am absolutely, absolutely blown away by the talent of One Gus Chad. Y'all, he has painted on a black envelope. Y'all, he has painted on the front of it, he has painted pumpkins. And the big pumpkin right in the middle is where he has painted Big Fatty's address. And, y'all, he's got Linus standing there like he's out in the middle of the pumpkin patch waiting on the great pumpkin. And, y'all, then on the back of the envelope, he has got... He has got the kids from the Peanuts, y'all. They're trick or treating, and it's Charlie Brown, and he's got dressed up as the ghost, and Charlie Brown has too many extra spots. It looks like a cow without a head, and he's reaching into his bag and he's saying, "I got a rock," and y'all, I'm telling you, this is absolutely. Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And I'm not going to open them yet. I'm going to save all the gay crema cards for Gay Crema Week. And we're going to open them up the week of the 27th through the 31st. So, Gus Chad, I had to talk about it because it is an absolutely gorgeous card, and I can't wait. I can't, y'all. I'm filled with anticipation.
Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar.
I'm filled with anticipation about what is on the inside because I'm sure it will be another masterpiece. And y'all, I'm just blown away by this man's absolute talent.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, y'all, we had those three pictures from Miss Bacon of the three Halloween-y costumes. And, y'all, we've got Spotting Big Fatty. y'all, this one ain't too far from the absolute truth. Y'all, the turnip head. Spotted Big Fatty looking for the car out there in Lost Wages. And y'all, honest to hydrogen, I'm not sure that there's been any doctoring to that picture at all. And it says, where's the car, Big Fatty? Y'all, Miss Bacon has also spotted Big Fatty. Says, oh, Lord, that time of year again. And y'all, I don't know, it's something out in the yard. Y'all, it looks like kind of angel wings or... I don't know what it is. And y'all, then, Miss Bacon also spotted Big Fatty. It says BF has a new clock, too. And y'all, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Big Fatty, neither do we. Oh, dear Gussie.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. By the way, that's the end. That is the end of the Spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm telling you, Gus Chad's been busy with his Halloween-y cards. But y'all, I got to give props to old Spotting Crazy and to everybody that submits something over there to Spotting Big Fatty. Because y'all, as I have said many times before, Spotting Big Fatty is really one of my favorite things that we do here on the little show. And y'all, so when you're out and about, you've all got a camera with your cellular telephonic devices. And so y'all, just take some pictures and send it over there to Spotting Crazy and tell Spotting Crazy where you spotted Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll do it. Y'all, if you're going to be in Myrtle Beach this weekend, you might spot Big Fatty for real up there. Y'all, Granny and myself and another member of the Horror Club, y'all, we had decided to go up on Saturday and support the Myrtle Beach Horror Club. You know, they're doing that mask with a Q event on Saturday night. And so y'all, I called up. Oh, evidently, one of their members is the general manager at one of the hotels on the beach up there. It's a small hotel, but y'all, so I called up to see about getting us a couple of rooms, and had to leave a message. And y'all, he called me back. He goes, "Bird Ready, you got the last two rooms in the whole place." And I said, "Praise hydrogen," because, you know, Granny would have never let me hear the end of it. But y'all, the beachfront hotel room is $39 a night. So I called Granny back. I said, "Granny, do we maybe want to go up after work on Friday since it's so cheap?" And so he was going to send testimoniums to the other member of the horror group and see if they could go up on Friday. And y'all, so the plans have changed. We're now going up on Friday. And we're going to come back on Sunday and just have two nights in the hotel up there in the Myrtle Beach. And y'all, cheap is all get out. Big Fatty, you can say that again, y'all. As cheap as a big fatty. I alluded to this the other day. I don't know how many of you picked up on it, but Big Fatty is going back to the UCK. And at least there's a 99% chance that Big Fatty's going back to the UCK. Y'all, I'm going back to Edinburgh, and I'll be up there August the 10th through the 18th. And y'all, I'm not going to be staying in Edinburgh. Going to be staying in a little town called Stirling, Stirling. So y'all, if any of you, I know Naught will probably want to fly home so he can come see me over there. Big Fatty is silly. But I know Steve in the UCK, who is now Steve in Scotland. I don't know how close he is to all of that, but it would be lovely to see him and anyone else who might be a listener over there in the UCK. Y'all, that is, what is that? Oh, that's that fried chicken. Over there in the UCK or in Scotland or anywhere. I know that had him. You know, he does a lot of traveling, except when Big Fatty comes to Europe, and then he's a home pooper. And so anyway, but y'all, it is a coal mine trip, so I am going to be working while I'm over there, but I will have some time off and all to get to see people and everything like that. So y'all, we're just throwing it out there. Now, I've still got a little bit of time. Big Fatty, what are you going to talk about? Oh, y'all, while I was getting ready to do the spot in Big Fatty, y'all, the gentleman caller who was supposed to come see me yesterday, who canceled, thank hydrogens, because my almost regular gentleman caller, who is once again my most regular gentleman caller, came over. Y'all, he just called and said, "Big Fatty, I'm on my way over." And I'm going, "Yes." So y'all, it's gonna be a gay old time here in the Fat Cave. Big Fatty, does that mean a Squeaky Kitty and I need to leave? Well, y'all can watch the lemon chicken soup that is on the stove right now. Big Fatty, I'm getting the wooden spoon right now. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, once again, if you see someone special, Chris or Aussie Martinez or Naught on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel. And, you didn't hear many of the kids. You just basically heard old Stinkpot, Toppy Smelly, just nattering on about how he doesn't use the coupons, but how he does respect the coupon. Big Fatty. And Toppy Smelly, when you go to listen to this show, what are you going to be thinking to yourself, huh?
I just can't do it. I just don't have the patience.
Oh, try double speed. It's only 10 minutes if you do that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.